From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Languages evolve as living species do. Words are shared and passed on from one generation to the next, just as genes are. Well, now, scientists have used techniques developed to study animal evolution to probe the history of the English language and related tongues. The result is being published tomorrow in the journal Nature, and it sheds light on a long-running debate over whether our root language was spread by warriors or by peaceful farmers. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Depending upon whose hypothesis you prefer, the root language of Europe and the Middle East had one of two beginnings. One idea is that warriors riding their horses down from the Russian steppe spread the Indo-European tongue 6,000 years ago. The other is that language spread 3,000 years before that. Farmers from Anatolia, what is now Turkey, carried it with them as they moved throughout Europe. It just so happens that Russell Gray wasn't thinking about this puzzle at all as he was walking along the rocky shores of New Zealand. He's an evolutionary biologist at the University of Auckland, and he was thinking about penguins.
I started out looking at penguin family trees and was struck by how similar the kind of issues were when you looked at languages. So I switched from looking at genetic data from DNA sequences to looking at linguistic data.
Instead of looking at the flow of genes, Gray looked at how particular words flowed into more than 80 languages, ranging from English to ancient Hittite.
If you think of the word in Italian for five, cinque, and in French, sac, the words that are so similar in form and in meaning that overwhelmingly you'd infer they come from a common historical origin.
He tracked 2,400 basic words like this and placed them on a schematic tree that shows how modern languages are related to one another. In order to put a date on the trunk of this tree, he and a colleague dusted off a discredited method called glottochronology. It had been used and rejected decades ago because it was based on the assumption that language evolves at a steady rate.
It was justifiably rejected by historical linguists in the past because it did give some absurd results. What we did was to calculate dates without having to assume that the change was constant or clock-like.
Gray and his colleagues did that by applying powerful new mathematical techniques from biology. Instead of assuming that language evolved in a clock-like manner, they anchored their analysis to a few known dates, like the fall of the Roman Empire.
We found overwhelming support for the Anatolian hypothesis, the idea that Indo-European languages go back about 9,000 years.
So if these biologists are to be believed, the common tongue of Europe and parts of Asia spread thousands of years before the horsemen galloped out of the Russian steppe. April McMahon, a linguist at the University of Sheffield in England, agrees that the finding supports the idea that language moved with farmers.
And that doesn't mean that you have to have great hordes of people galloping around from one area of Europe to another. It may just be that there's a lot of copying going on. And if you're someone who's essentially a hunter-gatherer and you look at your neighbours and their farmers and they're doing very well, then you may want to copy how they live and you may also want to copy how they talk.
Words do move much more easily than, say, genes from one place to another, so McMahon is a bit cautious about taking a technique straight from biology to draw conclusions about language.
English has borrowed some really basic words like the pronouns they, their, and them from Norse, for instance, from the Viking contacts that it had. So you can borrow really basic vocabulary, and certain languages just do change faster than others for social and cultural reasons.
Linguists will take a while to digest these findings, she says, to see whether they really do agree with the result. Even if there are quibbles, McMahon says her colleagues are coming to realize that linguists need to use these powerful techniques from biology to make serious progress in their own field. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.